Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. As ever, I was John Yule when I woke up this morning, and I think I still am, so this is John Yule speaking. And Michael Coates, of course, will be along later on in the second half of the show. Thank you so much for you to join us, or thank you for joining us this afternoon. And I hope, like me, you're looking forward to perhaps the end of winter now. Let's hope that the end of that corridor is in sight soon, if not already. We began with pianist Dave Bass. He led our first group on his album called No Boundaries, released in 2019, and that was one of his own compositions, Neither Have I Wings, featuring the principal reed player with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, Ted Nash, along with bass player Carlos Henriquez and the drummer Jerome Jenkins. Or Jerome Jennings, in actual fact. Sorry about that, Jerome. On to the legendary jazz vocalist Mark Murphy and a date in Studio 44 in Monster in the Netherlands in July 1992. The album is entitled Another Vision, and along with Mark Murphy on vocals, we get Turk Morrow on the tenor, Jack Van Powell on piano, Martin Wind on bass, and Hans Van Hoestenhout on the drums. This is a song that Harry Warren and Mike Gordon wrote for Dick Hames to sing in the film Diamond Horseshoe back in 1945, The More I See You.
The more I look at you is like the first time, each time you're near me, the thrill is new, but there is nothing that I wouldn't do for the red delight of us. I love you again, gang, gang, gang. The more I see you, the more I want you. This hungry, hungry, hungry yearning just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, baby. More lost without you, and so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My heart won't free you, my lips won't try. The more I see you, the more I want you. This hungry yearning just grows and grows every time. I'm all mad about you, more lost without you, and so it goes. Can you imagine how much I do? The more I see you. Thank you. I look at you is like the first time. Each time you near me, the thrill, there is nothing that I wouldn't do for the rare delight of the sight of the sight of.
A rather abrupt finish there by Mark Murphy, but I think we heard pretty much his performance of The More I See You. Very sad news exactly 2 weeks ago of the passing of Ken Poplawski, possibly the best clarinetist in the business, as well as being a fine tenor player, and one of the best raconteurs among leading jazz musicians. Ken's extensive recording career is rather difficult to trace, with any number of projects and labels involved, including a number of issues for the Japanese market, which have not surfaced in the USA or the UK. The three selections I have made from Ken's very successful period on the Concord label, all three of the selections I've made are from that period on Concord, and we begin with an album called Illuminations, recorded at the Penny Lane Studio in New York City on November the 20th and 21st, 1990. With Ken, our junior manse on piano, Howard Alden on guitar, Dennis Irwin on bass, and Alan Dawson on drums. This is a composition that Harold Adamson and Walter Donaldson wrote, and is mainly connected, or mostly connected, with Billie Holiday. Ken Poplawski and Did I Remember? Ken had been suffering from multiple myeloma for 5 years before he passed away. I must say he did look healthier when I last spoke to him about a year ago than he had done for some time. Unlike so many musicians today, he did not supplement his performing income from teaching, but as well as touring for 6 months of the year, he worked a great deal as an organiser of or artistic director on any number of events and festivals, including the Jazz Cruise, in which he had the task of producing, in a matter of a couple of hours, a 90-minute show featuring most of the 60 artists on board, for us all to enjoy the first evening of the cruise just three or four hours after we'd joined the ship. Indeed, it was on the 2nd of February that he passed away on the penultimate day of this year's cruise. An album now from Ken called Step In With Peps, which I recorded at the Penny Lane Studio again, this time on the March 1993, the 22nd and 23rd. Here's a track which I think demonstrates Ken's artistry to a great extent. He appears here with John Goldsby on piano, on bass, Alan Dawson on the drums, and on piano, the composer of this number, Ben Aronoff. This is No Problem. Thank you. Ken Poplawski, as I have said already, always punctuated his performances with jokes and stories, particularly about his formative years in the ranks of the Benny Goodman Orchestra. He tells a story how they were rehearsing at Benny's house. They always rehearsed at Benny's house. It was cheaper than hiring a rehearsal room. And he was walking around the garden one day and he saw an old 78 record that had been used as a birth bath that had fallen off its strings and landed on the ground. Upon inspection, Ken found out and had a look at the label, and it was actually a copy of Begin the Begin by Artie Shaw. Goodman apparently could never remember anyone's name. He was always sacking people. Ken said he had been known to employ people unknowingly to replace the very same person he had just fired. And he could never remember anybody's name to the point whereby he could never remember the name of the people he was about to present on stage. A singer called Carey Smith was on a 15-date tour with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, and Ken used to tell the story how Benny never got her name right once in a 15-date tour in trying to introduce her to the audience. Carey Smith started the week off as being described as being called Carey Grant and finished up as being Bessie Smith, who had been dead for about 15 years by then. If ever a joke fell flat, Ken would refer to his own town, his own hometown, and shout, "Anyone here from Cleveland?" And the whole auditorium would shout yes, and Ken would reply, "No, you're not." In fact, I was talking to Ken once and mentioning that I would be having a chat with Alan Barnes in a few weeks' time. Ken, when he worked over here in England, often worked with Alan Barnes. And when I told him I'd be having a chat with Alan, Ken said, "Don't tell him any of my jokes, he'll steal them." Returning now to the previous album that we've just heard from, but now with the addition of Howard Alden on guitar. Written by Burton Lane and Frank Lesser and sung by Bob Hope and Shirley Ross in the 1939 film of Some Like It Hot, here's Ken Poplawski and The Lady's in Love with You. Thank you. already sadly missed, Ken Poplawski. And Mike will be continuing with this tribute to Ken in the second hour of the show being Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and I'm your host for the first hour of the programme, as usual, John Yule. An album now called Play With My Friends, Tony Bennett Sings the Blues, which seems a bit unlikely, but it all seems to work very well. In this example, the friend is Bonnie Raitt. Surprisingly written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. For the 1932 show Earl Carroll's Vanities is this upcoming number. I Got a Right to Sing the Blues from Tony Bennett and Bonnie Raitt.
I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to feel low down. I got a right to hang around down along the river. A certain woman in this town keeps dragging my poor heart around. All I see for me is misery. I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to moan and sigh. I got a right to sit and cry down along the river. The river, the river. I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to swing the blues.
I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to feel low down. I got a right to hang around down along the river. A certain man on this town keeps dragging my heart around, and all I see for me is misery. I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to moan and sigh. I got a right to sit and cry down along the river. I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues.
Sing the blues.
I got a right to moan and cry.
I got a right to sing the blues
down along the river.
I know the deep blue sea.
Ooh, that deep blue sea
will soon be calling me.
Calling me.
It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues.
Choose.
We got a right to sing the blues, blues, the blues.
Tony Bennett and Bonnie Raitt. Time now for the gig guide for this week. And we begin tomorrow evening at the Lesco, Wednesday the 18th. Two performers on the show tomorrow. That's the at the Lesco, of course. Leafcutter John, who's an electric musician from the band Polar Bear, which I know has a big following, along with Julia DeRees, who is a violinist, who will be interacting with John's custom software. The Big Swing at Cabanas on their new Thursday night this week, Thursday the 19th. They'll be presenting a group that needs no introduction from me at all. That's the Dizzy Club. John Neeler and co seem to be rather busy at the moment. And also on Thursday, it's Chesterfield Jazz Club's week at the Old House. And they'll be presenting the singer Terry Shoutiel, who has not appeared in these parts, I don't think, for quite some time. She was quite a regular visitor to us here in Sheffield about 10 years ago. Now it's the Neil Hefti classic, Little Darling, played for us now at a very laid-back tempo by the Emmett Cohen Trio, which is the usual lineup: Emmett, of course, on piano, Russell Hart on bass and Kyle Poole on drums. This was recorded at the Sear Sound Studio in New York, December 2021, and is from the album Uptown in Orbit. Beautiful playing by Emmett Cohen. Christy McBride's first venture into the world of big band leadership now, an album called The Good Feeling, recorded at the Avatar Studios in New York, of course, and released in 2011. Alphabet City is a suburb in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, and this is Christian's composition and arrangement. So, if we are all ready and set to go, here is Christy McBride's big band and bluesing in Alphabet City. Thank you. Christian McBride Big Band, and sadly the soloist on that particular track, in fact all the tracks aren't listed on the sleeve, but I'm pretty certain that we heard Eddie Hendrix and Steve Davis along the way there. I keep returning to Brandon Sanders' new album, Lasting Impressions, as to demonstrate the versatility of it. Here is a Stevie Wonder song first recorded by Aretha Franklin. Until You Come Back to Me, that's what I'm going to do. Brandon Sanders on drums, of course, Warren Wolf on vibes, Tyler Bullock on piano, Amin Salim is on the bass, and really getting into the groove when everything gets together is the vocalist here, who is Jasmine Ahorn.
Tap on your window pane.
And that just about finishes the first hour of Swing Time this week on Sheffield Live 93.2 FMs. I'm John Yule, standby for Michael Coates. Meanwhile, the Count Basie Orchestra and Joe Williams are celebrating all the wonderful weather that we've been having in the UK recently.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and singing, just singing in.